Leading our news this morning, two men will face court in Brisbane today on terrorism-related charges. They're accused of recruiting and funding people to fight in Syria. The men were arrested during a series of raids across Brisbane yesterday.
We're talking about a broad sweep across the Middle East, which, as I said, is drawing foreign fighters from all around the world. And that presents a threat, whether it's in Australia, in the United Kingdom, or many other places.
Scott Morrison there. Now, US President Barack Obama will outline his plan to fight Islamic State militants in an address to the nation later this morning. His Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Baghdad on the first leg of a Middle East tour to drum up support for international action.
But ultimately, our global coalition will succeed in eliminating the threat from Iraq, from the region, and from the world.
It's John Kerry there. Now a search is resuming this morning for a three-year-old boy feared drowned in a creek in Melbourne's southeast. The boy was playing with his family on the riverbank when he fell into the creek at Dandenong yesterday afternoon. And the man dubbed the Blade Runner will learn his fate later today. The judge in the Oscar Pistorius murder trial is due to hand down her verdict. The South African athlete is accused of deliberately shooting dead his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp on St. Valentine's Day last year.